It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Two 18-hole semi-public courses and a 9-hole short hole course. But
what kind of course?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
They thought he was He-Man. Is it?
What?
Wait. What is
Jimenez? Is his name?
Yeah.
Jimenez isn't.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I saw an opening there. Wouldn't want to thought.
Like you got
so I'll leave you alone.
Tackles for a 2-yard loss there,
yeah.
Giorgio.
Yeah. Not every play works.
You saw some daylight.
Yeah. And I work with a couple layout kings, so, you know, that happens from time to time.
I was not laying out. I was just confused.
Uh-huh.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
All right. It's 7:55 on the ticket on a Friday. That means it's time for the e-break. We'll give you 3 stop-down moments, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. That's interesting that I made the open because I am candidate number 1, and this is another one of those cases where shooters shoot. Sometimes they don't make their shot. Maybe they're ill-advised shots. We had Seth Wickersham on, author of It's Better to Be Feared, the new book out on the New England Patriots and the relationships between Belichick and Brady and Bob Kraft. And as we were getting close to the end of the interview, he was talking about Bob Kraft, so I thought I'd bring up the issue that we've talked about a million times on this show, Orchids of Asia. That's where Bob Kraft went before an AFC title game, wasn't it?
Yep. Super Bowl, I believe.
Or Super Bowl.
Was it the Super Bowl?
Some wow. big game.
I oh, yeah. It was in when we were in Miami, right?
Yeah, before the game and then the morning after the game.
Yeah. A place where it he worked. Got more than just a massage. And Gordo has come up with the term crafty.
What?
That's what he received when he went there. And it's hilarious. We've been laughing at it for a long time. And so I thought I would bring that up to Seth Wickersham. I thought we were having a good time talking about the Patriots, but he wasn't thinking the joke was that funny, or at least he didn't want to go back and forth. He did laugh, as you will hear. He does laugh here, but it did stop everybody down. You don't look into the Orchids of Asia thing, do you?
Well,
Bob Kraft?
I think that, you know, yeah, I think that I definitely write about it, and I think that that's the thing that's keeping Robert Kraft out of the Hall of Fame, to be transparent. I mean, that's what some of the voters told me is you know, that's it. And I mean, you know, it was a couple years ago. He's 80 years old now, and I don't know how long, you know, that incident will, you know, they'll hold that over his head. I'm not a voter, so it's hard for me to know.
We got a guy in this show who won't let it go, so we understand that. he calls it a crafty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what we say every time he says it, too. All right, Seth, can't wait to dig into the book. It looks great.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the time. That's Seth Wickersham. It's Better to Be Feared, the New England Patriots dynasty, and the pursuit of greatness.
So tense. You're just trying to create e-breaks now.
You are.
How was that an e-break? I don't know what you heard. I heard
bringing up the term,
a talk show host and a guest destroy.
I have never heard that term before.
You invented the term.
Crafty?
You invented it and bring it up daily.
You brought up the term crafty to a respected sports author.
And he not entertained.
He didn't write
it
calling it a crafty.
I thought Gordon would like that. He laughed at his word.
Uncomfortable laughter.
It's your...
He said, oh my.
I said something earlier this week that I'd like to take back. I'm sorry I did that to Seth. I probably shouldn't have brought up crafty.
You made
we
a
all
comment.
Know what happened. Yeah, I made a comment earlier this week, and yeah.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos,
the other home run.
And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
It didn't go over as well as I had hoped. I will admit that now.
You will now.
Yeah,
you will.
Now I'll admit it. Listening back to it upon further review, I will accept being candidate number 1. Candidate number 2, you know, we have this show, Intentional Grounding, every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Robert Wolanski, David Moore. Do you know who produces that show?
I have no idea.
The Killer.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he produces that show.
A killer production.
How did they draw that short straw?
Well, I don't know what you mean with that. Again, I hear a guy that's destroying when he goes on the air.
Oh, he destroys.
And sometimes words are hard to say for us all.
He's the bizarre world computer. You know, he's killer. I blame
you're
you.
You're so proud
for his pessimism.
Well, I mean, he's
wait, what? Excuse me.
I don't believe that's a word.
We might need to call the hospital.
Oh my gosh, he literally choked on the word.
Are you all right?
He choked on pessimism.
Hey, Rosengarten, you all right in there?
I'll be okay.
Oh, he's so beaten.
Jeez. I missed what you were trying to say. What were you saying?
I have no idea.
Oh, now anymore. You're going to make him say it again. That's just mean-spirited.
Can you say it?
Pessimism? Pessimism.
Are you?
Pessimism.
Yes.
Pessimism.
He got there.
Barely.
He finally got there. And actually, the first time he said it, he wasn't that far off as we listened on instant replay here.
Pessimism?
He but he wasn't very sure of himself,
no,
was he?
No, he wasn't very sure of it.
Pessimism?
Pessimism.
Poor the killer.
I know. Play that second one again.
Pessimism.
All right. So teaching him how to talk again after an accident.
There's the killer as candidate number two. All right, candidate number three. This just happened yesterday evening on the Hardline as they're finishing up with Daryl Moose Johnston. He talks to him every Thursday about the NFL and the Cowboys. Always an awesome visit with Moose. As the Cowboys getting set to play the Patriots, Corby brings up Steve Belichick, who has a ridiculous haircut, makes outrageous facial expressions during a game. The internet really went nuts with him a couple of weeks ago during the matchup with the Buccaneers. So Corby brings up that, his haircut and his facial expressions, and Moose really wasn't ready to go there.
Where Bill Belichick has decided is the most important thing for them to be slowed down.
And let's not forget the most important part of going up there. You get to see an entire game's worth of action from Steve Belichick and the mullet that he possesses, which
That's
is
right.
just fierce.
Top-notch mullet.
And the weird and the facial contortion. The guy's like a walking cartoon on the sideline. It's hilarious to watch that guy. He gets more buzz, too, on the internet than everybody.
Daryl doesn't want to touch that. Come on.
Why?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, have a good game, and we'll talk with you next week, sir.
Oh, okay.
All right. It sounds like there's some barroom chatter in the background, so I'm assuming that I wasn't invited to this one either.
You were not. You were not invited. Okay. You did.
Right. Oh, we're getting
they're chanting your name.
We're getting
though.
The boost call going, though. We got that.
We'll see you, man.
All right. Take care.
There he goes.
Nope, man.
I was waiting for Daryl to go, yeah. You know, Belichick's a good friend of mine.
But, okay. We're in Vietnam together. And, yeah. Sat on a grenade and saved my entire platoon. So, Steve Belichick.
Perfect.
Like Wickersham, he did laugh, but he didn't really want to go there.
Yeah, we'll see you, man.
All right, we'll
take
see
care, buddy.
DJ also sounded a little bit like Stephen Jones with the laugh track.
A little bit. All right, so those are your three candidates. Me, the killer, or Corby. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on your radio?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Right out of the gate.
Hey, Needers, I'm going to vote for the Dunham Crafty, just so you know, and y'all have a happy Chupacabra, and bring back Cliff Kingsbury. Love you.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, you know, this might be my last week. It always feels like it might be my last week, given what's going on down in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
But I'm going to vote for the killer.
Okay, thanks, Coach O. Hang in there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to speak with Gordon, please.
He's right here.
Kind of here.
Hi, Gordon.
Who's this?
How are you? This is your sweet Oswald tree. Sweet Oswald tree.
Is there a bird on that tree?
No.
Just vote.
It's a mockingbird. George.
Vote.
I'll take number.
Okay, hang up on it. That's it.
That's like the bird anymore.
3 weeks probation for that call.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey.
What's that?
Is this Mushmouth?
Oh, it's Casey Musgraves.
Oh, it's Casey Musgraves. Hey, Casey.
Clearly not Casey Musgraves.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Got a little bit of a bubble gift, but I'm okay.
Okay, well, who you want to vote for?
Well, first off, you guys know what me and the steak have in common?
You and steak have in common?
Yes, sir.
What?
My boyfriend doesn't eat a rare steak.
You have a terrible phone.
Yeah. Sounds awful, and your jokes are terrible, too.
Although, I think that was her. That sounded just like her.
Yeah. Sounded nothing like her.
I think it was the real one.
No, it wasn't. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, this is Grover from Sesame Street, and I would like to vote for a crafty Jub-Jub.
Okay. Not bad. Thanks, Grover. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, this is not Cassidy, and I would like to vote for Corby.
Kurt Corby. Corby. Okay. We got it. Thank you. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? You're on AM and FM and the stream.
Morning, Bob, Ben, Donovan. I would just like to take the time to politely boycott this week's e-break. I have just as much right to not vote as everybody else has the right to vote.
That's true.
I would invite you to try harder next week.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That's kind of funny.
That's America right now. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, is it Pete Metzelaars and Mark Bavaro?
No, we're not looking for tight ends here.
Don't bring up Bavaro.
No.
Yeah.
It's okay now. It's fine. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, gentlemen, I'd like to announce right here, right now on your airwaves that I am withdrawing my candidacy for the governor of Texas and the campaign to replace Steve Sarkisian as the coach of the Mighty Longhorns. I'd like to vote for one of my future assistant coaches, Joyce Strong.
Thank you, Matthew.
Matthew McConaughey calling up. That's pretty awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, fellas, it's your dream weaver gal pal. Looking to vote once again.
What kind of new voice is this?
Don't sound beaten, Gordon and George, but I'll take number three like what I'm about to do. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I'd like to vote for George and his favorite rub and tug spot.
I don't know what that is, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Out in the North Texas town of Old Denton, George fell in love with a crappy university.
That's all you got?
Arguably the worst group of callers ever.
Remember this date. This is the worst voting for the e-break we've ever had. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, musers.
Hey.
This is Big Tech. I'm with the Dallas ISD today, and I'm sitting in a reset room.
Oh, no.
The old reset room.
Reset center. Jeez.
So, where can I get a crafty?
I guess you got to go. Okay. Thanks for the call. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Joyce Durham has won the emergency break of the week. You don't look into the Orchids of Asia thing, do you?
Well,
Bob Kraft.
I think that, I think that I definitely write about it. And I think that that's the thing that's keeping Robert Kraft out of the Hall of Fame, to be transparent. I mean, that's what some of the voters told me is, you know, that's it. And I mean, it was a couple years ago. He's 80 years old now. And I don't know how long, you know, that incident will, you know, they'll hold that over his head. I'm not a voter, so it's hard for me to know.
We got a guy on this show who won't let it go. So we understand that. He calls it a crafty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what we say every time he says it, too. All right, Seth, can't wait to dig into the book. It looks great.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the time. That's Seth Wickersham. It's Better to Be Feared, the New England Patriots dynasty, and the pursuit of greatness.
So tense.
You're just trying to create e-breaks now.
You are.
How was that an e-break? I don't know what you heard. I heard
bringing up the
a
term,
talk show host and a guest destroy.
I have never heard that term before.
You invented the term.
Crafty?
You invented it and bring it up daily.
You brought up the term crafty to a respected sports author.
And he was not entertained.
He didn't write it calling it a crafty.
I thought Gordon would like that. He laughed at his word.
Uncomfortable laughter.
He said,
oh my.
All right. Another win. And by the way, yeah, okay, I'll take the e-break, but there's nothing more annoying than someone who says something daily and then at the same time distances from it.
I really don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Does it again. Doing it again.
Sounds like you are accepting the e-break rather graciously.
Yes. How many wins is that?
91. You're stuck at 32 behind Norman. No more email for me, Hitzkus.
Okay.